Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Denise Mullen, psychologist and counsellor. She runs Joy of Connection and we will be chatting about the normal ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Denise Mullen, a psychologist and counsellor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. You're down in County Wicklow. Well, I want to talk about a subject on dreams today. I know you love interpreting dreams, is that true?
Well, I enjoy it. I've paid attention to them for about 30 or 40 years and have diaries just full of my own and love to work with clients' dreams, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm the world's best, but I do love playing with the complexity and
That's what I wanted to ask you. Is God still speaking in dreams? As two Christian women talking together here, is he still speaking like he did in the Bible?
Oh, I think he fully is, and more so now. I think there's been such an increase in the last few months of people coming with dreams, just profound amounts of dreams, both clients and friends. And for myself, there's been a huge increase. I think the only thing is a lot of times people aren't aware. They're used to thinking, oh, it's a pizza dream or it's this or that. But the more aware we are, the more attention we pay, the more that we determine to write it down and look at it and spend some time praying about it, the more the dreams seem to proliferate. So I think it's a matter of our paying attention to the dreams than whether God's trying to give us the dreams or not.
So everybody dreams. Is that what you're saying?
Everybody that I know of, yeah.
And people, some people are more aware when they actually take notice of it.
When they begin becoming aware, yes. Some naturally have lots of dreams that they remember, in particular repetitive dreams.
Yes.
And that would be maybe an issue on the unconscious level. They're trying to work through that they need to work through, and it might be full of symbolism. But with the sort of dreams I'm talking about, where God is communicating with us about bringing in the harvest, ways he wants to impact our lives so we can help others and our own lives can be helped, God is talking all the time.
Okay, and do some people dream a lot more than others in the prophetic? I mean, do you have to have that special prophetic gift to hear God? That's one question I want to ask you. And the second one is, what about the reoccurring dream, which can be a warning? Is it a warning or is it just something that you just maybe experience that in your life, right through your life, and it just keeps reoccurring?
Two different questions there. On the prophetic end of things, do you have to have that prophetic gift? No. I think if you, again, just go to that passage in Joel that's repeated in Acts, where it says, let me just read it real quickly. I know it's so familiar for us. And it shall come to pass afterward, or in those days, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and old women too. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I think we're in those days where God's giving a frequency of dreams. It's not connected necessarily with a prophetic gifting. I think he's trying to impact, teach us, train us, cause us to become aware, just a heightened awareness, so that we can, I mean, these days are so changeable and chaotic, so we can be aware of what his spirit is trying to direct us and teach us in, and be prepared to handle things like the coronavirus and stay connected with him, or change in government and change in laws and things coming at us more rapidly than we can shake a stick at, you know. Mm. I think God is continually trying to teach us in our dreams at night and wake us up and connect us to himself. He's training us. I don't think it's connected to a prophetic gift so much as just training ourselves to listen to God's voice. So that was the prophetic question, yes. Mm. The second question was more about recurring dreams. And a lot of times, depending on the nature of the dream, recurring dreams have to do with issues in our own lives that maybe have not been resolved. They might have been from an incident early on when we were young, could be a repetitive, when I work with clients a lot of times, when they have a recurring dream, I'll almost always ask, what's the familiar element? What does it remind you of? And they'll most times go back to an incident when they were a kid, whether very young or 8, 9, 10, 12, whatever. And it will usually be linked with that and something that was pretty impacting that needs to be worked through in order to either grieve it or process it or understand it. And then once you do that, once you have an understanding of what the essence of that recurring dream was about, they usually stop. So it's the unconscious trying to help a person wake up to this issue that's still there, still concerning you in terms of anxiety, fear, leftover injury, whatever it might be. And as they pay attention and they do the work to either understand it, come to terms with the issue, grieve it, whatever they need, then those recurring dreams generally stop. And they start having a different sort of dream. And they, in the process, I'm just telling you what happens with most clients, in the process, they become more aware of their dreams because they see there is a lot of understanding there. A lot of key issues are being raised at night. And whether they're layered in symbolism or direct and understandable, the more we pay attention and attune ourselves to it, the better we become at understanding our own dreams that way. Makes sense?
Absolutely. Fascinating. And is there a difference between visions and dreams, as you were speaking, as you were reading that verse from Joel, to is there a difference? Because I know, for instance, my sister, when we pray, she would get pictures. And I can't, and I get jealous. I'm quite envious of her because she gets these pictures and they're so clear. She said it's almost like watching a movie. So clear where she can, if she was dreaming, if she saw a vision of a horse, she could almost sense it so close that she could see the sweat on his on its face.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I get, and I think, how do you get, and they're so accurate. And then we back it up with the Word of God and we would, I would get the Word quite a bit. So we would work together with that. But then sometimes I thought, I hear Christians saying, oh, that's a bit new agey, airy fairy, and there's no way you'd get those kind of visions so clear.
Well, those people might be blocked and their unbelief might be keeping them from hearing God's voice. But the Lord very much, what I'm struck by with you and your sister is that she has one area of gifting, and that would generally be called a seer gifting. She's able to see in the spirit realm, and God has attuned her to it, and she's very aware, and she takes it, and she speaks it out loud to you when the two of you are praying. You get the word. With the two together, it's a very, it enhances the gifting, because any time what we're seeing and sensing in the spirit is linked to the word, and if we get that sense in our spirit that it's accurate, that is very much what God is after.
Really?
He wants to communicate with us, and he wants to link it to his word, and he wants his word released over situations, over people, over the land. He wants his word released, and that's where he would tie in the seer gifting, the way your sister can see and sense, even to the sweat on the horse's face, and tie it in with scripture he's giving you. So it's a beautiful combination the two of you have.
And I'll give you an example, actually.
And by the way, I'm very jealous of those gifts, too. I wish I could see like that.
I'll give you an example. I was sitting with her now years ago when I was pregnant on my, I was pregnant on my fourth child, and I remember I hadn't told anybody at this stage, and I said to her, let's pray. And I was, I didn't tell her that I was going for the scan the next day, and we started to pray. And she just looked at me and she said, and we were just breaking bread, having a meal out. And she said, all of a sudden, Jackie, I see this pic, this tree. And she said, it's really, really strange because the tree has leaves and all the leaves are just falling off the tree and dying in front of me. She said, in fact, the whole tree is just dying. Oh, it's like there's no life in it. She said, that's just, it's just so real in my, I can see it, so real. And she said, does that mean anything to you? I thought nothing of it. And then when I went in to get my scan, they said that there was no heartbeat and it was, you know, an early stage. And I was so mindful of that vision that she got.
Wow.
And I was angry for a long time because I thought, oh, you know, how did she saw that, and I should have been praying into it, and I should have, you know, but it was my fourth child. I thought, I'm going to surprise everybody at Easter and tell them, and I didn't, because it didn't happen. But that was just one for instance. Another one she had was, she said to me, I wasn't doing this broadcasting, of course, I was in working in my job and the whole lot, and she said, I said, I'm thinking of leaving that, and I'll see what God has. And she said, you know what? She said, I just see this huge microphone in front of you, almost like war times, with that big buffer thing, that circle thing. I don't know what they call it. She said, like, it's a buffer in front of the mic. And now I know what it is. And she said, and you're speaking, and it's a huge, like, it's like a huge auditorium or something. She said, but nobody's there. There's nobody present.
Wow.
She said, but they're hearing it. She said, it's just so weird. And I had no clue what she was talking about. 6 weeks later, I'm in UCB and I'm talking on the radio to people that are not present, but they're present, but not here. And I just was blown away by that.
That's amazing. Well, to your first, here's the reason that things like this are so important. Your sister has an amazing gifting, and maybe she's, because the two of you are very connected, and you've walked together a long time, she is free to share with you without the worry of condemnation exactly what she's seeing. So there's a strength and a confidence there to walk in the Spirit. Good for her. For you, I do not think it was a correction. I think it was a warning that God in his kindness was letting you know, just letting your spirit know, get prepared. This has already happened.
Right.
And as sad and unfortunate as it wasn't a, you should have been praying. That's not the kindness or love of God.
Mm.
That was more of the kindness and love of God in the dying tree was, this has already passed.
Mm.
And this child is with me already. And he was trying to soften the blow to you and the disappointment. So I think a lot of times people will interpret things as a harsh correction, and God didn't mean it as a harsh correction. He meant it as a gift of preparation and a kindness. So I think that's very much what the dying tree was.
Mm.
It's amazing the gift that the two of you have. What was the second part? Remind me of the second part.
With the
auditorium.
The auditorium, with speaking
absolutely.
In front of a microphone.
Absolutely. And again, the more that we pay attention to the things that God is trying to make us aware of, the more that we can be aware of things coming down the pike.
Mm.
A lot of my dreams, as I review them, are work-related. You know, the personal ones I wouldn't be likely to share here, but the work-related ones, they are very much helping me become more and more aware and fine-tune and be alert to what I need to be alert to. And it's just an amazing thing as God heightens my awareness about what's about to unfold so I can be ready and I can continue to pray and I can sharpen my focus.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programs. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.